Chapter 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took their vessels and put fire in them and perfume, burning strange fire before the Lord, which he had not given them orders to do. And fire came out from before the Lord, burning them up and causing their destruction before the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord said, I will be holy in the eyes of all those who come near to me, and I will be honored before all the people." And Aaron said nothing, and Moses sent for Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the brother of Aaron's father, and said to them, "Come near and take your brothers away from before the holy place, outside the tent circle." So they came and took them, in their coats, outside the tent circle, as Moses had said. And Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and Itamar, his sons, "Do not let your hair be loose, and give no signs of grief, so that death may not overtake you, and his wrath come on all the people, but let there be weeping among your brothers and all the house of Israel for this burning of the Lord's fire, and do not go out from the door of the tent of meeting, or death will come to you, for the holy oil of the Lord is on you." And they did as Moses said. And the Lord said to Aaron, "Take no wine, or strong drink, you or your sons with you, when you go into the tent of meeting, that it may not be the cause of death to you. This is an order forever through all your generations. And make a division between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and the clean, teaching the children of Israel all the laws which the Lord has given them by the hand of Moses." And Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and Itamar, his sons who were still living, "Take the rest of the meal offering from the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and take it for your food, without leaven, at the side of the altar, for it is most holy. It is to be for your food in a holy place, because it is your right and your son's right, from the offerings of the Lord made by fire, for so am I ordered. And the breast which is waved and the leg which is lifted up on high, you are to take as your food in a clean place, you and your sons and your daughters with you, for they are given to you as your right and your son's right, from the peace offerings of the children of Israel. Let them take the breast which is waved and the leg which is lifted up on high, with the fat of the burnt offering, to be waved for a wave offering before the Lord, and this will be for you and for your sons with you, for a right forever, as the Lord has given orders." And Moses was looking for the goat of the sin offering, but it was burned, and he was angry with Eleazar and Itamar, the sons of Aaron, who were still living, saying, "Why did you not make a meal of the sin offering in the holy place? For it is most holy, and he has given it to you, so that the sin of the people may be put on it, to take away their sin before the Lord. See, its blood was not taken into the holy place. Certainly it was right for you to have taken it as food in the holy place, as I gave orders." And Aaron said to Moses, "You have seen that today they have made their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord, and such things as these have come on me. If I had taken the sin offering as food today, would it have been pleasing to the Lord?" And after hearing this, Moses was no longer angry.